www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com The most urgent question is the establishment of true faith, Tahqiq ul-Iman. The problem underlying present-day thinking and the troubles afflicting everyone, no matter what their social status, nation, race, or country, is a lack of a sincere faith in the genuine devotion and complete submission to Allah. The fact that with the support of the theory of evolution, people have gradually turned their backs on faith in Allah and religious moral values since the 1800s has caused terrible disasters to take place, one after the other. Imperialism, which attached no value to people of other nations and races, regarded them as literally a species of animal, and enslaved them and exploited all their resources. Communism that maintained that war, conflict, and bloody revolutions were the only solution that would supposedly lead mankind to happiness. Fascism that evaluated people according to their skull measurements and regarded other races and societies as enemies needing to be eliminated. And all such irrational ideologies that violate good conscience and science have all drawn strength from Darwinism and literally turned the world into a sea of blood. Similarly, it is Darwinism that lies at the root of the erroneous worldview that indoctrinates people with the idea that nobody should trust anyone else, that everyone should be suspicious of everyone else, that allows no one the right to love anyone else, and with the lie that might is right rather than truth, that human beings are the result of blind chance, and will therefore never have to account for their actions to anyone. In essence, the movement of the Antichrist is spreading Darwinism and materialism, and keeping them alive by using all the technical and technological means available today. The movement of the Antichrist is inculcating irreligion by the use of newspapers, magazines, television, radio, movies, and the internet, is using Darwinism as a supposed scientific foundation to keep irreligion propped up, and has taken the Islamic world captive and is inflicting huge suffering on it. The most important thing to be done in an environment in which the system of the Antichrist is so active is to be instrumental in people sincerely believing in the existence and oneness of Allah. The prevalence of true faith, espoused with one's entire conscience, is the most important way of immediately eliminating all these pains and troubles. When people genuinely believe, when they genuinely love and are devoted to Allah, it is obvious that the world will attain the beauty of paradise. Because sincere faith means people enjoying complete love, joy, peace, beauty, quality, and nobility. Where there is certain faith, there will also be art, science, progress, peace, and everything. That is why the first priority is the intellectual elimination of the error of Darwinism, which people shelter behind as a superstitious faith, and to tell people of the countless proofs of the evident existence of Allah in the finest and most effective manner. In doing this, however, it is of the greatest importance to adopt a scientific and rational approach. Irrational and illogical talk that is unrealistic and insincere will just have a negative impact on people and may turn them even further away from the religion of Allah. For that reason, it is very important that in preaching the religion, Muslims should make the best use of their time and opportunities. be instrumental in people coming to love and fear Allah. Rather than talking about matters they can easily learn from catechisms, Islamic law books, and other religious texts, and telling them things that will enable them to realize the joy that comes from living with faith. A Muslim must possess the culture and knowledge with which to smash the idol of denial, Darwinism, by making the most rational use of the opportunities offered by science. He must possess a knowledge of all branches of science and know how to make the most productive use of them for the religion of Allah. He must be able to describe the proofs of the existence of Allah in the wisest, most memorable, most impressive, and finest manner, by using all the technological means at his disposal. At a time when lack of faith is inflicting terrible disasters on mankind, it is irrational to spend time and opportunities on matters that are not urgent, instead of first being instrumental in people either coming to faith or strengthening the faith that they already have.